Hey everybody, welcome to Photography Fireside. I'm hoping this works. We have just hit record. All right, I think we're here. So, hey guys, this is Photography Fireside. I'm Rosemary Day Ross, and today I have Courtney, and we are Zooming for the first time for this podcast.
So, yeah, hey, this is so fun.
I know, it's crazy. And I had to... when we first got on, I was a little bit jealous that you're in Hawaii right now.
It's just a background. I took it when I was there last March.
It's so awesome.
I know, yeah, I love it.
It's that little, yeah, that kind of makes
me happy too.
I want to be there. And anyway, I wanted to just chat. So I was just telling Courtney, and I think that those of you who have listened to the last podcast, I had talked about making investments and when's a good time to make investments. And I think it feels so ironic to talk about it, but also, you know, one of the references that I made about making investments into your business or taking risks for your business is, when do you invest into the stock market? So I kind of made that parallel there talking about the stock market. And I've been thinking about it a lot over the last few weeks. And the thing is about when you make investments is that you, when the stock market drops, you don't just pull out, you don't just abandon ship. And I think that it's actually, I'm so glad that I did that podcast now thinking about it, because right now it's like, I think a lot of us were scared about our businesses working. You know, a lot of us are giving refunds, like our daily task, instead of taking in requests and taking deposits or whatever we're doing, we're like giving refunds. And that is just, can feel really depressing. And like, you feel like you're just losing every day and you're working at losing.
Yes. Oh yeah, totally.
But I have given a lot of thought to it, and I think that the most important takeaway from this is, you know, if you're having those emotions and that feeling that, you know, your business is just going away, it's going to disappear, the money's just like disappearing from your bank account, if you're not having any income right now, you're not really sure how you're going to pay your rent this month, those kinds of things are popping up for a lot of folks. And I just want to say, you know, the best thing to do is to hold on to your investment, is to stick it through and try to make things work and to ride this wave, because on the other side, we're going to start seeing the market go back up again. We're not going to just stay in this deficit.
Right. And I don't feel like it can get any worse than this either.
You
know, like, I think we've kind of hit the worst part of it too. You know, I think the whole world goes into shock, right? Like, yeah. There's just nowhere else to go except up at this point.
Right. And, you know, it's so hard too, because it's like we all plan for, you know, a disaster, right? Like maybe your studio burns down, right? You get insurance or whatever you do to try to put things in place or try to plan financially, you know, for a bad month or something like that. But when something like this happens to you, and then it's also happening to it's happening to your clients, it's happening to every single one of your clients, and it's happening to every single one of your peers, and when it happens to the whole world all at once, it's such a shock.
Yeah. When this all happened, first I was like super in denial. I was like, whatever, the media blows stuff out of proportion. Like that was, it's just why I don't watch the news. Like it's just, I just was like, they're making it a bigger deal than it is. But then when they closed down the school and they started shutting businesses down, it felt like I was in a movie. And I kept saying that, like, it feels like a Twilight Zone. Like it was so weird. And I couldn't, every day it was like, I would sleep in. I was like depressed. It was like, I was in a shock.
Yeah.
Like it was so strange, and I can't describe it better than like, it just felt like I was in one of those crazy, like, end of days movies. That's what it felt like to me.
Totally. And every day was just so different, right? It's just like,
Yes, up and down constantly.
It was like, okay, wait, what? So the kids are home. I remember the day that, so my daughter was home from spring break, and she goes, we're on the West Coast, and she's in school on the East Coast, and she was supposed to go back to school, and then we suddenly get notice that school's canceled, you know, or it's going online, and she's going to stay home. And we were in the middle of a move, which was just crazy, and so we were trying to set up this faux office for her to have some privacy to do school full time, you know, in the same vicinity. And I mean, just all of the things, just daily readjusting your life, and, you know, and on the financial side, readjusting your life, and helping other people navigate readjusting themselves financially in terms of your own business has just been really overwhelming, and not knowing what it means.
Yeah, and not knowing what's going to happen. And I kept, you know, I'm kind of more of a optimist than I am a pessimist. And I would say, well, it'll be, you know, it'll get better. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. And it just kind of, for a while, it kind of just got worse and worse. And I just couldn't imagine it getting worse. And, you know, things are starting to feel normal now. Like every day, it's starting to feel normal. It's very strange.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that there are some steps that I put in place that, you know, things felt really chaotic. And when, you know, when most of my life is suddenly about giving refunds, when I was, you know, on this track to do new things and I was getting ready to invest in new business ideas and opportunities, and I was really excited about where I was headed. And then all of a sudden, like, all of that money is going to basically just staying afloat and giving refunds, and then you're just seeing your bank account just drain out. And, and it's like, you know, at first it was, you know, everybody's going to stay home for a few weeks, and then all of a sudden everybody's going to stay home for a few months, and you know, and you just don't know. And the whole world is shut down.
And
it was just such an overwhelming feeling. And it didn't, at some point, it didn't feel like there was an end in sight to that.
Yeah, it was weird. I, you know, I struggle with depression. I've had it my whole life. And so I was really worried about other people who had been struggling with it. I think we got, you know, us in this area, we got really, really lucky because the weather was so nice that people were being able, like, we were able to go out. I got a suntan outside, just sitting outside. So I think that helped. But yeah, it took me probably about 2 weeks to kind of let it sink in. It was really hard. The first 2 weeks, it was like every day I was, you know, fine and kind of excited to be able to kind of slow down. And then the next week I was like sobbing and like, you know, I'm going to lose my business. This is who I am. And so much of, you know, who I am, I identified as a wedding photographer, like identified my, I take things very personally, even though I try, you know, I try not to, but it's like, I love what I do. And I very much identified as that. And it was like, if I can't be a wedding photographer, who am I? And I have two kids and a husband. Like, it was like, it's kind of sad, but I realized that there's a lot more to life than being a wedding photographer. I actually was like, I think it was like the second or third week, I was like, oh, this is what being a stay-at-home mom looks like. I was cleaning and cooking and organizing, and it was kind of fun to just not do work and do house stuff. And, but I, coming to that realization that like, I am not what I do for work. Like I am not who I am just for work. Like it was kind of, okay, I am Courtney and I, am a mom and a wife and I have friends and I love to travel. And what are things that don't, like, who am I that, you know, isn't a wedding photographer? So, because it was funny, my husband said, well, you can pick up like family sessions and baby. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. Like, I love my weddings. I love my brides. And that was very tough for me. But I think once I was able to let that go, I found a lot of peace. And then it was like, okay, what's next? And then I had to create new goals and new things for me to do to keep me busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think I went through the same process of, okay, if, you know, if the studio program is gone, which I, you know, been building for the last few years and have been proud of, it's the risk of the studio going away was real. And, you know, thinking about what happens between me and my clients, like one of my major clients is ACT Theater and they can't perform right now. You know, mm-hmm. and which means they're not making any money. And, you know, it was just so shocking to think about what happens at the end of the day to me, when I'm not able to work and I'm not, I mean, even working is a way to solve a problem, right? It's like, if things are chaotic and you need more money, like I work more, but it's impossible. So at the end of the day for me, I think that one thing that I thought about is like, I'm still me. I'm still an artist. I'm still somebody who, is an entrepreneur who thinks of new ideas and new ways to do things. I've always been trying to innovate and recreate. And at the end of the day, even if I lost everything, I'm still me and I'm still that person and still able to find different ways to do things. In the way that I'm inspired to do. And it sounds like you were kind of on that same path.
Yeah. Well, it was like, you know, I'm creative and you are creative and we should be able to get creative in this situation. That's like one of the things that we're, you know, when something doesn't go right, we go, this isn't working. Let's figure this out, you know, and that's kind of who we are. We're entrepreneurs as well. So, for me, it was like, okay, well, there's nothing for me to do right now. What do I do? And that's kind of, you know, I started the year off in January. I signed up for two online courses. One was the Dirty Boots, Messy Hair, course. And it was like it had several different teachers, which I kind of liked. And then I love KT Mary. She is like a luxury, like destination wedding photographer. And I've followed her and just love her work. And she's just very classy and kind of what I seek to be more like. And she was offering a class and it was kind of expensive and I sat on it for about a week until like the last day. And the last day I said, you know what, I'm just going to invest in myself. And I'm so glad that I did because I think it's helped me so much reshape my business and my brand during this time that I don't think I would have been able to. Like, I'm very confident in what I have done now. Whereas I'm not like just waiting for people to show up at my door. Like, I'm actively putting stuff out there to be busy, to do things, to get more people to come to my website and to come, to find me on Pinterest or find me on Instagram or whatever. So
yeah. I want to get into that a little bit more because, as we had talked about before we got onto this Zoom call is that, you have found a way to completely switch gears and you're implementing some stuff into your business right now that, you know, gets you out of bed every morning and you've been actively working on switching things around. And before we get into that, I just want to talk about the point of perspective in which we can clear the path, like clear the noise in a crisis like this to get to that point where because like you were talking about for you, I mean, the first few weeks of this, of COVID-19 response was being in shock, feeling the chaos, feeling some depression. And I had certainly felt all of those things too. And one thing that I experienced a lot was just feeling like there was all this noise around me, like everybody was shouting. And I think that I was online a lot, just trying to get information, like what comes next, what are people doing? And in that process of being, you know, on social media and stuff, one thing that I noticed is there was this immediate response in our industry to try to take advantage of the situation. Like, you know, how do you switch gears? And like, let's give discounts and let's like do this and let's do that. And then I noticed that there are all these like really shiny, you know, education opportunities. Like, I'm going to, you know, help you survive COVID by these answers. And I kept thinking to myself, like, who has the answers to what's going on? Like, who knows the answer to what happens when a world gets shut down in a crisis, how to come out of it as a photographer? And it felt a little bit shocking to me. And it also felt like people were taking advantage of vulnerable people at that time, vulnerable photographers. And I think that after a while, I just shut down social media and started really coming inside and looking at myself and my business and putting one step in front of the other of like, what do I need to do for my business to, you know, take a step and know what it needs and give it what it needs in this crisis. And I think that you kind of got there too. I don't know if you experienced as much noise as I did, but it sounds like you have found a way to switch gears and some education and things that have really helped you switch gears to where you, to bringing your business back to life at this point.
And yeah. And it wasn't like all, like, it was like, I started with, I had followed, this one photographer, trying to remember his name. Let me see. I'm gonna find it really quick. Oh, Ben Hartley. And he does the six-figure photography courses. I've been on that forum, like on Facebook for a while. I think I bought one of his courses maybe a couple years ago and just never really did. That's the thing, is I bought a lot of courses and never did anything with it. So this year I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna like go all in. And so I'm actually like, today I have this, and tomorrow I have this, and I'm going to work on this. So I've followed some of those people, and there was one on like Facebook ads. There was one on, and I was like, oh, who's on Facebook anyway? Like, that's kind of my mindset. I'm like, I'm never on Facebook. I go, it basically, like, my Instagram posts go right to Facebook, and that's the only kind of anything that I do on Facebook. And I'm realizing that that's really not the smartest thing to say in that situation. So for me, it was like, you know what? What is the harm in trying? What if I learn and I try and I do something different? And I think mine was almost a little bit more, and I hate to say this because I would never say that I'm a proud person, but it was kind of like, well, I'm a successful photographer, wedding photographer. I have over 40 weddings this year. Why do I need to be doing these other things? And I think like learning about it and realizing, oh no, there are things for me to learn. It's not necessarily like photography, like this is how you do a photo or this is how you, you know, edit your photos. It was more of like the business side of it. Mm-hmm. And so one thing led to another. So it was like Facebook ads led to like Instagram and learning more about Instagram because they're connected. And then from that, it was like, how does Pinterest help your business? And I was like, Pinterest, I'm like, that's just to get ideas. But really it helps out in so many other ways because it connects to Google as well, that like Instagram and Facebook don't necessarily do, but Pinterest does. So if you Google something, a lot of times Pinterest posts come up. And so that's what they're, you know, talking about. So it was kind of just learning one thing and then the next and then the next and then the next. And now I've just kind of been, literally I have so much to do. My assistant and I have been kind of tag teaming, like, okay, this is what we're doing today. And we've been FaceTiming and doing, you know, Marco Polos together and talking about what we're doing. And, you know, we have a plan, which is really great. I think having a plan and not just sitting back, and because I could be binge watching TV shows right now. I could be cooking or learning a new recipe or something, but I'm focusing on my business, because when all this is over, I want the ball to be rolling, right? Like, I don't, it's going to be harder for me to almost start up again if I'm not, you know, proactive in this.
Yeah. What do you think was a pivotal point in which you felt like you could, were getting past feeling that shock from everything that's happening to the point where you're feeling inspired to, you know, get back into it and learn something new and feeling like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to find, you know, some new answers and ways to get moving once I can go back to work.
I think for me, it was like mourning. It was like mourning and accepting the fact that if I were to never do photography again as a business, I would be okay. Mm-hmm. I would totally be okay. My husband has a great job. You know, we're financially good. I paid off my credit cards before all this happened. Thank goodness. I had no idea that this was going to happen. So, luckily I was able to pay off my debt before that. I really just have my car and then some advertising that I do with like the Knot and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was more of a, okay, if I'm not going to be doing wedding photography anymore, I would be okay with it, but I'm still going to learn and see and like, see what I can do in this time. Right. Cause I'm a workaholic. I find a lot of joy in working. I find a lot of happiness in working. So when I am working, I feel, just at peace. So when I was learning these new things and they were saying, okay, this is step one, this is step two, I was following along with that. And then it kind of was like a snowball effect. Then it was like from Facebook, it was Instagram. Then Instagram, it was Pinterest and just so on and so forth. And my last course I haven't done is Google Ads. I signed up for Google Ads and I signed up for a writing course. And the writing course is funny because I told my husband and he goes, but you're not a writer. And I'm like, well, actually I am. Actually, I write blog posts. I write emails. I write Instagram things. Like I do write, you know, I put together, welcome kits for my couples. Like I'm a writer and I want to sound smart and professional. I, you know, I don't want to.
So, yeah, I mean, there's always areas of improvement or just learning, you know, learning something new. It affects all parts of who you are as a creative anyway, because, you know, we're never going to stop learning in our craft. Like we'll always be perfecting what we're doing. But a lot of that as a photographer in business is about perfecting those sides of business as well. And also, you know, it is to some great benefit to think about how you're going to market. But one of the other things that I appreciated that you had talked about, not here yet, but prior, is that you had talked about how right now what your clients are probably doing is, you know, maybe they have a lot of questions about whether or not their wedding's even going to happen, when it's supposed to happen, and some of that's got to be really complicated. But you're encouraging your clients right now to start planning their wedding and thinking about what they want, because this is a great time to sit down and be creative about it and have something to be excited about right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was something like, I connected with my clients at first, like when all this happened, I waited maybe a week or so. I think my post was not another COVID-19 email. But I just wanted to let my clients know that like, I'm here for them. I'm going to help with what I can. Like if you have questions, if you need ideas about anything, let me know. I have plans like today and tomorrow to actually like call them and speak with them on the phone, because a lot of them we just kind of email or text. But I think sometimes talking, it's a little bit easier. I just want to reassure them that it's not, you know, love is not canceled. You've seen that a lot, probably on Instagram. Love is not canceled. It's still going. Your celebration is still going to happen. It's just going to be postponed or a little bit different. And I want to make the best of it. I want my clients to be happy, and I want them to get fantastic photos and make memories. And I mean, obviously we're going to be making some crazy memories this year. You know, like I'm like, I keep saying it's temporary, you know, 10, 20 years from now, you're gonna be like, yeah, we got married, you know, during COVID-19 and it was crazy and we had to postpone our wedding for a year. It sucks, but it's going to happen. And, but you're going to make the best of it. And my goal is I want to make the best of it for my clients. I want my clients to have a great experience with, you know, with all of this. It's a crappy situation, but it doesn't have to be crappy, right?
It's such a great perspective too. It's so interesting as anybody in the wedding industry, it's like, you know, your clients that come in are probably only going to do this like once, you know, maybe twice or three times, who knows, but more rare. But the thing is that you know way more about your industry and how it affects your client and what their experience is going to be with their celebration day and how that sets the tone for, you know, their future and how they're thinking about their future and how they want to celebrate, you know, this next big step in life. And so I think it's so important that you took that step to consider how they might be feeling right now instead of it just like the business side of things. You could certainly just be like, okay, figure it out and like let me know what you figure out when you come back to me, you know. But to be able to come in and take some time to be supportive for them really shows this like humanity, and it kind of takes it beyond a little bit about business but about really loving your craft and loving your clients. And it's, you know, that's those things right now, I think, are the things that are just so much more valuable right now. Just like taking the picture of what we do outside of money, just making money, but like thinking about how we have an impact on the world and the people around us.
Right.
It's pretty important.
You know, at the end of the day, they're going to either tell their friends, hey, she helped me out, or she was a total, you know what, because she demanded more money for postponing the wedding. I want to be helpful. I want them to, you know, say, thank you so much for these great ideas. And thank you so much for helping out. That's the type of, that is what I want my clients to be telling their friends and their family.
Yeah.
So, I
want to touch on this a little bit because it's something that I've been seeing a lot of, in the world around us right now. Is there's a lot of people who are taking COVID-19 as an opportunity to try to make more money. And not that it's bad to, you know, think about like, well, what could I do right now during COVID that might attract people to my business is totally fine. But there's a whole other aspect to, I think that I see out there in the world right now where people are trying to benefit themselves without considering where their clients are at or what their needs are. Particularly, I have seen several things on Facebook and Instagram recently of people who are making promises to photographers that they're gonna, you know, help them get all of these new clients and that they know exactly what the answer is to this and whatnot, and then, you know, take their money and whatnot. And how do you think that you weed through, like, how do you find authentic people to learn from? And how do you think that you weed through some of the people who are just trying to make money off of photographers in a vulnerable state, but actually people who are stepping it up and figuring out how to give support that's actually beneficial to the community?
I think a lot of the people that, like, whose courses I've taken, I actually have been following for a while, and I knew they did courses, right? Like, it wasn't somebody that popped up randomly. I would honestly look into podcasts who have other people besides photographers on You know, there are a lot of good podcasts, and they, and you find out through them, oh, they do this and they do that, and they do this course, and I want to find out about that. So like, for example, the writing course that I did, I like Rachel Hollis. She did like Girl Wash Your Face. And, I was listening to her for a while to kind of get my moods up a little bit, because it's kind of a crazy time and I needed some uplifting stuff. And she said, hey, I'm going to be on this video, and we're going to be talking about how to write. And I thought, okay. And then he said, well, I have a few free courses, sign up for my email and you'll get some courses. And then you take it and you go, this is kind of good. So it's, maybe my suggestion would be, there are people who are offering free thing, like free courses, and you can kind of test the waters and see, do I like what they're saying? Is this someone that I can learn from? And then you can purchase whatever, because I think there are legit, really great teachers out there and leaders out there. But I think that the people that are just wanting money are like, buy this, and they don't offer anything, to, you know, if this doesn't work out. That's another thing too, is the two courses that I took in January, they both were 100% money back guarantee. And you had like 15 days or 30 days or something like that. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just try it out, you know, I'll try it out. And luckily within the first lesson, I was like mind blown, you know, like, oh my gosh, this is such good information. And they still had like several weeks left of it. So I think, that was something that I really appreciated, was that it was like, you know, guaranteed that I was going to get something good from it.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I think a lot of the things that, pop up often, and I think this is just the method, you know, it's a method that's taught, to bring people in and try to get people interested in your education series. But there are a lot of things that offer you, you know, a free seminar, and then you can watch the seminar, and then you can make a purchase. And they tend to be pretty high pressure sales once you've seen that first seminar. And the seminar tends to be a lot of rhetoric about, this is why it's really great and I'm going to make you successful, but no information whatsoever on
right.
What actually is going to work. And so I think that there's been a lot of that stuff out there. Part of the reason why I've just been shutting off the noise, because when you're a photographer and you're online and you're posting about anything, it's like all of these advertising things are just coming at you constantly. And for me, I just get frustrated and irritated. I'm like, people don't need this, you know, all of this stuff trying to suck people into this solution that's not going to work for them. And I think that what I loved about what you said is that, you know, listening to podcasting, basically getting recommendations from people that you trust, or yeah. already trusting somebody that has delivered on their promise, like being able to find things that way rather than having things just, you know, it's like going to Vegas. I swear Facebook, like, it's like going to Vegas and everybody wants your attention, you know, and your money. But just really being able to like quiet and focus on what you want and what you need for your business, and finding people that you trust to get that information and get some support that way.
Yeah. The two courses that I took, from Dirty Boots, Messy Hair and the KT Mary, they both had an outline, which I really liked.
Yeah.
I think just go with your gut. There's ones that I'm like, this doesn't really sound like something that would benefit me, or something like, I don't really like their teaching style or whatever. You know, you take that course and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't like how they're pressuring me into doing this. Mm-hmm. I think just go with your gut. I really do. I think, also looking for courses where they have like one-on-one help, or they have Facebook groups. So I did a Facebook ad, with, what is it? Pete and Jordan. And they had they're an adorable couple, and they're not photographers. They help out many other people. It isn't just photographers, which I kind of liked. But there are photographers in the group, and they had a Facebook group that you could go to and ask help. And they reply very quickly. They're very involved. And I really appreciated that. And I really like that. I have not found, I think there's maybe been one course that I was kind of semi-disappointed in, but I still got a lot of help. I asked a lot of questions and they answered it. And so I still got good information, but it wasn't like the most amazing course. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, maybe that's just because I had so many really great courses prior.
I
wake up, I have a game plan. Sorry, my husband's texting me. That's why you hear that little whistle. I definitely would look more into having a game plan, like taking a course and kind of seeing what that inspires in your mind. Like, what does that inspire you to do? What are you inspired to do now? And for me, it was, I needed to really, really, refine and fix my website. My website was outdated, and there's a lot of photos that I have more emotional connection to rather than this is for my ideal client. Mm-hmm. So I was really, really, really careful. I redid my entire website. I made it very easy, much easier and less less noise. I updated a lot of stuff. I added like a subscription box, which I didn't have prior. I don't know why. And then, kind of doing that and then implementing the things that I'm learning from these courses. So using Pinterest, Instagram, learning the Instagram algorithm better, how to gain more genuine followers without having ads or, robots or whatever, Facebook ads, all those things. Once my website was, defined more, more cohesive, I was able to go and do all those other things. And so, rather than the other way around, then I'm like fixing my website and people, so I say start with the website first, start with your website, take a look at it and go, how can this improve? How can I improve this? I see so many outdated websites and so many just websites that don't make any sense to me. And I think that's where people get lost. That's your first impression of people. And that should be your very first thing that you fix. And so during this time, this is a perfect time to do that.
That's your first handshake, right? It's your first invitation into the story of who you are as a photographer. And right. Things change so fast too. It's, teaching, you're right. When somebody comes to your site, they need to be able to navigate it. And, quite honestly, when things look a little bit outdated, especially in the wedding industry, people immediately will go to the next person that seems like they get, that client. And, people are very tech savvy. So having an outdated website that's not easy to navigate and you don't understand what, the purpose of that photographer is or what kind of thing is going to attract them into your style of photography is really important.
Right.
It's easy to get outdated. You're busy working and life is happening. And if you are booking, maybe it's something that you just don't think about, getting in motion, it could make a difference.
Yeah. It's funny too. I was telling my assistant, I was telling her, I said, I usually pay people to do things for me cause I'm so busy. So, I pay for her to blog for me or do Instagram or whatever. I'm actually learning. I'm having to take my gloves off and dig in the dirt and learn how to do this stuff. And it's kind of funny because I really don't enjoy it. But I understand that it needs to be done and that I have to do it to get better, and to grow my business. So it's kind of crazy.
It is. Well, it's easier to know it. It's also hard to be a boss. Like, you're a photographer and you're a business owner and then you're a boss, right? And it's hard to know how to tell people what to do if you don't know how to do it yourself. or if you don't know what the latest is and you don't know how to encourage them to push into those things. And a lot of times, you know, the people that you hire, you want them to be proactive and be searching that for themselves, for sure. But at the same time, like if you know the backbone and you know what to push them towards, it's a little bit easier to get things done in that sense. But my gosh, it is a lot though, right? I mean, it's a lot to take in, but what an opportunity in a way. And I, you know, as tough as this has all been, it's like, you know, at first I think when this hit, everybody was like, oh, I'm going to learn how to cook and I'm going to learn like a new foreign language and I'm gonna learn all these things. And I was like, how do you have time for that? Because I'm just, you know, applying for loans and trying, I'm just answering cancellation emails and I'm trying to keep sane and self-care a little bit here. So to get to the point where you can learn, you know, and you can, basically, I think that what you're describing is you went through the process of the chaos and like feeling like this is insane and then coming back to it and be like, you know what, I love this business and I'm gonna learn and I'm gonna put some stuff in place that makes sense for me to keep going at this and to keep attracting new clients. And so basically what I love about what you've described is that what I started off with is like staying in your investment. Like don't jump ship on what you've invested in. Like it's not going to be easy to stick this out. And the possibility that you do lose your photography business, like not you in particular, Courtney, but like other people out there, there are like a gazillion reasons why, you know, a photographer's business could be at risk. You could just be switching gears. You could be switching from families to weddings. You could be just getting started. There are all kinds of reasons. Or you could just be opened your new studio and you can't even use it, you know. And I know a couple of people out there right now who are going through that. And it just, I feel for them and the struggle of feeling like you've done this huge thing and you can't. You're frozen in time. So I understand the risk of losing your business, and it's possible that, you know, that things could get bad for you and you're going to have to hold on to some parts of you that will last, which is you're still a great photographer. You still are so creative. You can still learn. You can still switch gears. Like the world of business is not going to come out the same as we went into COVID in the first place. So what we learn right now and how we decide to shift and how we share information with each other will help the whole industry, you know, as we come out of this and figure out what steps that we need to take and how we can encourage each other to survive it.
Right. And I mean, that was, you know, just going back like that for me, it was like, okay, well, I can sit here and not do anything and just kind of like veg out. And the world's still going to go on without me. Why don't I like put in motion some things for my business so that it's going to be an easier startup when things do pick up again, instead of like having to start from zero. Does that make sense? Like for me, it was like, okay, well, I can sit here and do nothing. Or I can keep posting, keep trying to inspire people and uplift people. I can keep trying to help people out. And then on top of that, I'm learning all these cool new things with Pinterest and how it helps your business. And people are on the internet right now. People are on Pinterest. People are on Facebook and Instagram. Maybe not as much, but there's still people on there. So I can still reach them through, you know, engagement and through ads or whatever. I just didn't want to sit back and do nothing. I did for a couple weeks. And I think that was my like mourning process. Like that was my like, oh sweet, I'm, you know, on a break. But then it was like, I also wasn't very happy because I had nothing to do in the morning. It was like, okay, what am I going to do? And I have to have a plan. I mean, I'm not somebody that has a day planner. I have my Google Calendar, but I definitely wake up and I say, okay, I'm going to organize this, or I'm going to update this, or I created an engagement session guide that helps, you know, couples who are getting engaged, what to wear for their outfits, like an outfit guide. So you can still do stuff for your company and for your business, you just have to get creative, and we're creative people. So we should be able to do this.
Yeah. And those of us who shoot, you know, people take pictures of people. I shouldn't say. We need to figure that out. I don't know. But those of us who work with people in general in our profession, this is, you know, the people, our clients are also struggling right now, and we're all feeling a lack of community, like not being able to be around our people. And so anything that we can do to create something beautiful for our clients to share in and think about and ponder when we can get together, or even just right now, just, you know, planning a wedding and thinking about what you want to do, that's a creative process in itself. It's very healing. And it can be really encouraging, because you're basically looking at life outside of COVID, right? Like, when we're done being locked into our spaces, there's something to look forward to. And so not only is it something that benefits your business to keep going and to creating ideas, creating ways for engagement with your clients, but it's really beneficial to them, like in more ways than you think, even just outside of making money. Like, it's, you know, it's, human connection is really important, and it kind of deepens what you're doing in the first place.
Right. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you so much. You were also talking about a couple of other things that you had done too. You were talking about like how you've been backing up and had an opportunity to do some of these things that you probably don't want to do, but it's a really good time to.
It's a great time to do it. Yeah. I've been backing up all my images to the cloud, like Dropbox. I have through Synology has like a RAID thing, and I set that up, you know, and I've been backing up all my images, and yeah, it's been, I have stuff to do every single day. There's no, I feel guilty if I relax. I feel guilty if I take a break, but yeah, it's just been kind of crazy.
I think that's so funny. I know that I've done some pretty weird stuff lately, because it's like, I'm taking several classes, and I have a lot of reading to do. I'm taking a creative writing class, and I actually sit on my stationary bike and read, and just like the weirdest things that my life is just adjusting to this totally different person right now. But it's funny. I ended up doing 12 miles yesterday because I had a lot of reading to do.
Oh God.
Like, I was so worn out this morning. I'm like, why am I so tired? I'm just at home.
That's so funny. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I feel like it's a new norm. Like, this is our life now. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It is weird. It's a weird time, but there's a lot of really positive things to learn from it. And I think that I kind of appreciate it as a photographer and somebody who really cares about people. And I think that it's one of the reasons why I created this podcast, is because I think that we are, you know, the people who care for other people, want to tell their stories, tell the stories of the world, you know, take pictures of incredible starry nights. Like, you know, we have a powerful voice. And I, one of the first crazy nightmares that I had when this all started was I had this dream that I was in line to an art show that I'd curated, and there were like Disney lines set up for it. But when I got into the show, all of the artwork was switched backwards, so you couldn't actually see any of it. And I was really troubled by it. And I just thought the next day, I'm like, I'm just worried about the art world. Like, how do artists respond to this? But we are creative. We are innovative. We are survivors. Like, we are probably the people to be listening to in this process of how we adapt.
Right.
In exactly. A situation.
Exactly. It's very true. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. It's always so great to see your face. And I just love the way that you care for your clients. I think that, you know, it's so inspiring how you've adapted and how you share your vulnerability in the process, and just really appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks, Rosemary.
Yeah. Let's talk soon.
All right, girl.
All right.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. I don't know how to stop the recording. I'm learning.